This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. Here are some of your top headlines.
A Bay Area man convicted of murder was just released from prison. In 2003, Adnan Khan was 18 years old when a judge found him guilty of first-degree murder after he helped an acquaintance plan and execute a robbery in Antioch, and it ended in a homicide. Under the state's felony murder rule, Khan was held equally responsible as the man who held the knife, and he served more than 15 years behind bars. But because of a new law, Khan's been resentenced, and he's now a free man. He has a lot to catch up on.
I think the biggest thing is learning how to use a cell phone, which shouldn't be hard, but, you know, just the fun of it.
Yeah, Khan's resentencing is believed to be the first under a new California law. It restricts murder charges to those who were actually the killers, who intentionally assisted the killer, or who acted as a major participant in the felony.
An Oakland judge has granted a gag order in the case of the deadly ghost ship fire. The East Bay Times reports this bans attorneys, defendants, and a list of 200 potential witnesses from talking to the media about the case. The order is to prevent potential jurors from being tainted before a trial even begins. Defendants Derek Almina and Max Harris are each charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the deaths of each person in the warehouse fire. Their trial is expected to begin in April.
An update now out of Oakland, where Mills College has just gotten the all clear after they were told to shelter in place while police searched for a wanted suspect. Earlier, Chopper 5 was over the scene in the area of 580 and Seminary. Police say that they were chasing two suspects in a car when they crashed and knocked over some power lines before running. One of them was arrested, but the second was on the run for hours before he was finally caught. Police say that both are wanted for felonies.
An emotional tribute to a fallen Northern California police officer. 22-year-old Natalie Corona was shot and killed last Thursday after responding to a traffic crash near the UC Davis campus. Today, thousands of officers from across the state, in addition to family, friends, and members of the public, gathered to mourn the rookie officer who was just weeks into the job when she was killed.
If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties.
Earlier at the service, singer Billy Ray Cyrus performed a touching song honoring the slain officer. Family, colleagues, and others who knew Corona recalled her vibrant smile, compassion, dedication, and lifelong dream of being in law enforcement. Corona's father, a former Colusa County Sheriff's deputy, remembers when his daughter decided to join the Davis Police Department.
Natalie said, "Dad, I have found the perfect department in the perfect city."
Everyone at the PD. Following the service, mourners and supporters attended Corona's funeral, which took place in her hometown of Arbuckle, about 40 miles north of Davis.
Second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is a go. Today, the White House announcing another meeting has been scheduled for the end of next month. The two leaders are expected to continue their discussions about North Korea's denuclearization.
Trouble for President Trump. President Trump's longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is admitting he lied to Congress when he said talks to build a Trump Tower in Moscow ended 6 months earlier than they actually did. Now, BuzzFeed is reporting special counsel Robert Mueller has uncovered evidence the president personally instructed Cohen to lie.
Clearly, Mr. Cohen has got a checkered history, so let's see what was really the case.
President Trump tweeted this morning, Michael Cohen is lying in an effort to reduce his jail time. Cohen faces 3 years in prison for campaign finance violation. He's scheduled to testify before Congress next month.
It's day 28 of the government shutdown, and now President Trump and House Democrats seem to be throwing political jabs at each other. Earlier this week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked the president to postpone his upcoming State of the Union address, citing concerns that employee furloughs could limit security at the event. And then yesterday, the president fired back, abruptly postponing a trip by Pelosi and other lawmakers to visit U.S. service members abroad. Meanwhile, some 800,000 federal workers are caught in the middle.
They're, you know, playing games with each other, and we're the people who are hurting.
Yeah, the TSA is still struggling with a staffing shortage today as agents who are asked to work without pay continue to call out sick. Airports are bracing for even longer lines with the threat of severe weather moving across the country throughout the holiday weekend. Meanwhile, PayPal is stepping up to help federal workers. The online payment company will offer cash advances of up to $500 for federal employees to help pay for everyday necessities. PayPal CEO says the company is proud to offer assistance to our government workers who contribute so much to our public sector.
Tesla is slashing its workforce. The Silicon Valley automaker announced it's cutting 7% of employees. Chief Executive Elon Musk says the move is to increase production and cut costs of the Model 3 sedan. Musk wants to lower the cost of the new electric sedan from $44,000 to $35,000 by the end of the year. In a letter to Tesla employees, Musk wrote, quote, "We face an extremely difficult challenge making our cars, batteries, and solar products cost competitive with fossil fuels. While we have made great progress, our products are still too expensive for most people."
Now, the Bay Area is not done with rain just yet. There's still a chance of showers tonight in some spots, mostly north of the Golden Gate Bridge, but there's a better chance a little later this weekend over the coast. We have seen lots of surfers riding some pretty sizable waves today. Chopper 5 over the rocky cliffs of Land's End, San Francisco. Some of those swells measured higher than 30 feet. And up in the Sierra, they've been getting a lot of snow, and more is on the way. If you're heading that way, be sure to prepare for travel delays and winter driving conditions. Let's get over to our chief meteorologist, Paul Deanna, right now, who's been tracking this next little system for us, Paul.
Yeah, the little is the key word there. Two chances of rainfall, absolutely. Anything like what we saw on Wednesday, absolutely not. Radar is clear on a Friday afternoon as you begin your weekend. Should be rain-free. But look up to the north. Over that big ridge of high pressure, which will dominate our weather next week, we do have two weather systems to contend with. The first of which will give us the tiniest shower chance overnight tonight. Some sprinkles around for the North Bay, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, even as far south as Redwood City. We could get a few showers. Most of Saturday will be dry. Sunday, that is the better chance of some light to moderate rainfall moving through the Bay Area and some more mountain snowfall. Heavy snow likely at times on Sunday. The snow level 6,000 feet, up to 2 feet of new snow in the mountains. So a shower chance early tomorrow, especially the North Bay. Most of Saturday for most of the Bay Area will be dry. Light to moderate rainfall is likely coming up on Sunday. High surf warning has about 50 more minutes left. It was rough surf today. It will begin to die down this evening. Breakers running still 15 to 25 feet. A little bit of sunshine as we look off to the south. It got mild today, up to 64 in San Jose, 63 in Concord, 61 in both Oakland and San Francisco. Overnight tonight with cloud cover and those showers in the North Bay, lows around 50, Fremont and Vallejo exactly 50. And tomorrow, after those morning showers are gone, should be a pleasant afternoon, 66 in San Jose, 62 in San Francisco and Fairfield, a high of 65 degrees. More on that Sunday weather system moving through at 5 o'clock. For now, that's your PIX Now forecast.
All right, Paul, thank you. Well, buying a house can be pretty competitive, and it turns out San Francisco and San Jose are some of the most competitive housing markets in the nation. Surprise, surprise. They rank fourth and fifth, respectively, in LendingTree's list of metropolitan areas. And the number one spot is Denver, followed by Los Angeles, and then Portland. The ranking is based on average down payment percentage, the number of buyers with good credit, and the share of buyers shopping for a mortgage.
Pixie's Uncle Vern is here. And let me tell you something. If you love basketball, if you love the Warriors, tonight is your night. I know there's a banner over my shoulder that says Rams and the Saints, but we go with it. Yeah, because I'm supposed to talk about the Warriors up top. But if you want me to talk about the Rams, I can talk about the Rams. Well, look, that's the guy I'm really talking about, Ken. That is DeMarcus Cousins. The countdown has begun. He makes his Warriors debut tonight at the Los Angeles Clippers, a 7:30 game.
Tell him not to wear that hoodie.
Okay, yeah, no, he won't. It'll be a regular uniform, V, for sure. He tore his Achilles nearly a year ago. It's been, 357 days since he signed. He signed with the Warriors in July. And so, both Cousins and head coach Steve Kerr, well, they are preaching patience with his return, even though they probably won't get it.
We can't overstate what this guy's coming back from. And I know there's going to be instant judgment, analysis, criticism. We're either going to be at the end of the night unbeatable or in big trouble.
It's one thing that, you know, to be scrimmaging against coaches or the G League players or whatever the case may be, but to, you know, actually being the game set, you know, that's just a whole nother element. So, you know, be patient with me.
Yeah, usually Friday is ladies' night for college basketball, but Cal Bears have already played. They beat the Washington State Cougars final of 77-63. Christine Enigwe, 29 points. Cal improved to 2-3 in Pac-12 play with the win. Now, bring on the conference championships. Bring them on. AFC Patriots, the Chiefs, a Channel 5 game. And NFC Rams at the Saints. Rams running back C.J. Anderson. He's played in L.A. only three games this season, and V, all he's done is rush for over 100 yards in each game. He's a Vallejo native, Cal alum, cut by the Panthers and the Raiders during the season before being picked up by the Rams. One of the reasons Anderson says he's had success recently is he's fresh. He's only played in 10 games this season.
I'm the freshest running back in the league. I'm not going to say they're still fresh, but I'm fresher than Mark and Alvin and then Todd, for sure. I'm out there flying around on practice just being a kid, having fun, and part of it, I look faster than everybody else. Part of it, because I'm fresh.
C.J. Anderson, Jared Goff from Novato. He's the quarterback of the team, so there's a little local appeal in what the Rams do in the Big Easy.
Who's going to the Super Bowl, Vern?
Well, we're going to find out on Sunday. I'm not going to make any calls.
I am not. Come on, let's hear it.
But what I will do, V, because it's the first time you're playing for this one, we have the Ask the Anchors segment.
I'm excited.
Three questions. There's no wrong answers. Ken is a veteran of this. We've been doing this for the last few months, okay?
Okay.
So this is what the viewers, they write in these questions.
This
and so
is exciting.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, Paul from the 415 says that whether it's the shower or you're alone in your car, what song are you not afraid to belt out loud?
Oh, man.
It comes on and you're Aretha Franklin.
Oh, man.
I can tell you the last one I was belting out.
Which one?
In the car. What is it called? It's the new Cardi B song. Are you surprised?
Money? What? I like
it? No, it's a brand new one. It's called Bring It Back,
I think. Yeah, we probably couldn't say the lyrics on the air. Anyway.
Not much of a singer.
Okay. Yes, he is.
You know,
he's just being
I thought you'd be a great crooner.
I like to listen to music, so I don't know. That's a tough one for me. Let me think about it.
Okay.
I'll come back.
And get back to me?
Yeah, I'll come back to you.
Okay, so Mark from the 415 says, in honor of MLK Junior Day coming up, which is more important to you, either freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, or freedom of search and seizure?
Ooh, freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going freedom of speech, too.
Freedom of speech.
All right, we'll get out of here with this one, okay? This one is, this is kind of fun. Biggest misconception that you get from just average, everyday people that biggest misconception about our business,
about what we do.
That it's so glamorous.
Yeah.
That it's so glamorous, and we have people standing over us, you know, with a powder puff all day long and following us around.
Right,
and
right.
Dusting off our shoulders.
Exactly, yeah,
and
yeah.
Making sure that we're, you know,
yeah, I think the other misconception I always hear is, you know, when do you tape the show? When do you tape the newscast?
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Everything
there's
is
no
live.
Tape. This is live.
Right.
It's all live.
There's no tape. There's no net. You make a mistake.
I always tell people
on the air forever, so.
Who ask, what is your job like? I say, well, have you ever done any public speaking?
Right.
So imagine giving a speech multiple times a day.
No, the one I get is that we show up 5 minutes before the show, and these scripts are just magically appear with all these highlights, all these stories, just all ready to go. That's what I get.
Mm. Yeah, that would be really, really nice.
That, V, is our segment of Ask the Anchors.
Hang on.
Yes.
I remember what I like to sing.
Oh, what is that?
It's the Somewhere Over the Rainbow song, the ukulele version.
The ukulele version.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm not a good singer at all.
All right, so if you have a question out there, you got to ask the anchors, and we only do it Fridays on the 4 p.m. webcast.
I want to do this again. How can I get
it on this? You got to come back on Fridays at 4.
Okay.
But see, it's live. It's not taped.
That's right.
We didn't know that you were going to be here. Now we do. There you go.
Well, we stream our KPX 5 news at 5 every day on KPX.com. And we will be back in less than 60 minutes. We'll see you then. Yeah.